Today is the 2nd of March. March? I'm in April. Oh, God. Today is the 2nd of April. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful Easter Monday. So it's bank holiday over here in the UK, and a lot of us will be relaxing. A lot of us will be chilling. It'll be a lot of downtime. But for us, it's going to be kind of manic because my mother-in-law goes tomorrow, and I'm going to miss her so much. But we thank God for her stay, and I'm just praying for a safe journey back to Nigeria. So guys, please keep her in your prayers for me. But apart from that, we are going to continue in the line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off on Saturday, because I didn't record yesterday because I had a rest. But our verse of the day comes from Psalms 14. Verse 1, and it says this: the fool say in his heart, there is no God. And so, O Lord God Almighty, creator and sustainer, we thank you for not only being there but being with me today, in Jesus' name. And so, like we do every Mondays, we just use Mondays to really reflect on the week past and reflect on the week ahead. And so I want you to go ahead and begin to lift up your voice and just thank him. Just thank him for his grace. Thank him for the blood. Thank him for the cross. Thank him that you're alive. Thank him that you're breathing. Thank him for your family. Thank him for your friends. As I record this, I can literally hear the birds chirping outside, and it reminds me of how awesome God is and how thoughtful he is and how meticulous and how precise God is. That everything is put in its right place, everything is created for a purpose, and he deserves our thanks. And as we know, so last week was Easter week, and we had the build up of when he went into Jerusalem for the last time, when he had his last supper, when he died on Good Friday and he rose again on Resurrection Sunday. Just thank him for that. Just thank him for that. Holy, holy, we cry, holy Lord. I will praise the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. And I will worship him and give the praise to him alone. For he who was and is to come, I will sing before his throne forever, forever. Yeah. All the angels sing and they bow down, and we join in with them this morning, and we cry and sing that you are holy, O God. Makatabo shikiti ribasak. Make it terrible, Father. We say, we your sons and daughters, we praise you now, and we cry, holy. Yes, we do, holy. I will praise the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. And I will worship him and give the praise to him alone. And he who was and is to come, I will sing before his throne forever. Make it Wherever you are, just begin to think of God's goodness. Just begin to think of God's kindness. Begin to think of His faithfulness. The Bible says in Psalms 95, 1 to 3, it says, "Oh, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. There is no other God like God. There is no other name like the name of Jesus." So just begin to lift up your voice and cry, "Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Father God, we worship You, we honor You, we glorify Your name right now. We thank You for Your grace, oh God. We thank You for the blood of Jesus. We thank You for dying on the cross for us. We thank You for making us a new creation. Oh, we thank You, we thank You, we thank You, we thank You, God. Yes, we thank You, we thank You, we thank You, we thank You, God. Mandara basike terebo shakatara basenderebo shake terebo shakatara basenderebo. Oh, yeah. We're grateful, oh God. We're grateful for this day. We're grateful for allowing us to see another day. We're grateful, Father God, that we have an opportunity to bless someone, or that we have an opportunity, Father God, just to start again and just live life the way You have ordained us to live our lives.
Because all I need is in You. We worship and adore Your holy name. You are holy, 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 holy. You are God in three persons. Yeah. Worship You and we give You praise. We give You praise to Him alone. He who was and is to come. For I will sing before Your throne now and forevermore. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wherever you are, just begin to lift up your voice and thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Just begin to say, thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. For everything You've done for me, Father, we thank You. The Bible says in Psalms 104:5, it says, "Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him, bless His name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generation." and his faithfulness to all generations means that he is faithful now and for the next generation and the next generation and the next generation and the next generation. And before our generation, he was still faithful.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Oh.
And no matter how tired I am, no matter how drained I feel, I thank him all the time for the mantle that he has placed on me and for the mantle he has placed on you. I am grateful that I have discovered purpose and discovered vision and discovered dreams, and I want that for every single one of you. Every single one of you was born for a purpose. None of us was a mistake. When God created each and every one of us, he knew his plan for every single one of our lives. Every single one of our lives is important to him. Father, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you all the honor. We ask you to have your way. Have your way, O God. Have your way, O God. Yeah. You know, the verse of the day today says, Psalms 14 verse 1, it says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. And you know, we look around the world and people are adamant that there is no God. People are adamant that there is no God. But yet, nobody can explain to me how. Nobody can explain to me how two things come together and you've got to magnify it to like 1,000, to 1,000,000 before you can see an embryo. And then that little embryo turns into a human being, forms arms, it forms legs, eyes, and ears. Knows it forms all of this in the womb. It survives through an umbilical cord, and yet you tell me that after 10 months of carrying a child and you give birth and that child comes out crying, you tell me there is no God. That's why we have to thank him. That's why we have to praise him. That's why we have to give him glory. That's why we honor him. Because only he can do these things. Only he can put the sun in the sky. Only he knows every single star in the sky by name. Only he turns day into night. Only he uses the moon to light up our night. Nobody can explain how these things are done. Everything is theory. But the Bible is clear and his word is clear. And so, Father God, we thank you for walking with us through the seasons of our lives, for the winter when we are held safe in your arms through the darkness, for the hope of spring as we are filled with the new promise and life, for the summertime full of warmth and colour, and for autumn days as leaves fall to seed new growth. Father, you are always with us. And Father, on this day, we thank you for guiding us. We thank you for this time of worship. We honor your holy name. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen and amen and amen. So for those of you that tuned in on Saturday, can we just acknowledge how awesome Saturday was? I mean, Saturday blew my mind. And it's the reason why we didn't record on Sunday, because we went so ham on Saturday that I felt, you know what, let's rest on Sunday and start again on the Monday. But we're all rested up. I'm rested up anyway. And so we're ready to kickstart this week with a great worship session. But guys, enjoy your bank holiday. Enjoy your bank holiday. Enjoy it with family. Enjoy it with friends. Don't eat too much. Don't drink too much. I'm joking. No, have a great, 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 great day. And you know what my prayer is for you. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, stay blessed. Bye.